Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us on the Trocare College Live Line, it's Randy Kramer, Executive Director of Musical Fairs. They had a big announcement yesterday. All right, Randy, we know that you had been working with Shea's 710 Theater downtown, but yesterday announcing a 10-year agreement with Shea's to be the new home of Musical Fair. Thanks for joining us this morning. Exactly what has been talked about in the last few months here, and what does this 10-year agreement mean for Musical Fair?
Well, thanks for having me this morning. We're very excited about this. This is a 10-year agreement, and we actually have another 10-year renewal after that as an option. And so this is really a very exciting, opportunity for downtown and for the theater district. In the past, we've been at Shea's 710 as a bit of a runout from our home in Amherst at Damon University. And we would do one show a year there, sometimes two, but normally just one. And it would be in addition to our subscription season. We are now going to move all of our operations down to Shea's 710, right into the theater district. We're going to be adding 100 performances down there, and really creating activity and helping to augment what's already down there and creating what we hope will be really a destination for people when it comes to the theater district. We'd like to say that we're activating that part of the block and really adding to the vibrancy of downtown.
You know, Randy, when you look back at all the drama of the past year, I guess drama is the right word, right? We're talking theater. The plan to build at Amherst Central Park and then how that ended, and now you're going to be downtown, part of, 710. Is this a happy ending?
Yeah, it's interesting. Clearly, it's a very circuitous route, right? I mean, it's not exactly what anyone had planned. But when you really compare the two, and we're very grateful for the support we've had at Amherst from our patrons, from Brian Culpa, Karen McMahon, Sean Ryan. They were wonderful. And that plan, I think, was a great plan. Unfortunately, it didn't happen. But when you really compare that and being downtown, being part of a larger community, a theater district, and what we can add to downtown, downtown, of course, is something we all talk about and we all want to be more active, more vibrant. We want it to be a place where there's a lot more activity. And so I think when you step back for a second, and I try to get out of my own way in what we've been through over the last number of years, but just look at it objectively, I think this was the better choice all along.
Well, it will now kind of take away all the question marks in the air. I mean, what does that mean for your future, kind of knowing you have a home for the foreseeable future?
Yeah, this is really, I like to say, this is our 35th year at Musical Fair, and I really think these 35 years has prepared us for this move. And I think these 35 years has prepared us for the next 35 years downtown. The theater is larger, the scope is bigger. There are things we've worked with before, we're very much aware of it, but it opens up opportunities, not only here in this region, but it opens up opportunities to collaborate with other theater companies. I just came back from a theater festival in New York City, and we had conversations about co-productions with significant regional theaters. This facility can handle that. This facility has the ability to do that. Our facility at Damon University never did. It was the stage is too small, too cramped. So I think this really sets us up for the future.
It seems like it allows you to grow. I mean, you mentioned you're going to be part of a larger community now, but the venue itself is actually bigger too, isn't it?
Oh, significantly bigger. We're going from 136 seats to 551 seats. So, you know, we're going to make some adjustments. We're going to up in, you know, in Amherst, we run six shows a week for 5 weeks. Downtown, we will run five shows a week, and we'll only run initially for 3 weeks, you know, to acknowledge the difference in the capacity. But the other thing that this does for us is, you know, we've had shows, we have a show running right now, Something Rotten, that you can't get tickets for. This entire weekend is completely sold out. And our venue is so small that when we have a show that really hits like this one, we can't really take advantage of it because we don't have enough seats to sell. Downtown will be different. And so the upside is going to be much better for us moving forward.
What was at Shea's 710 Theater, you know, traditionally, and what happens to those shows that used to be produced at that theater?
Well, Shea's has been, when we were in the negotiations with them, they've been very protective of their community partners, other theaters that have produced down there. Normally, what happens is local theaters may produce one show a year or one show every 2 years. So they've had Ujima Company there. They've had Road Less Traveled Productions there, Kavanoke Theater, Starring Buffalo. And so they are committed to making sure that they can still host those performances in addition to our performances. Brian Higgins, who has been incredible to work with, we're so fortunate to have him in that position now. Brian Higgins has said, you know, I want this place to be booked year-round. I want activity all the time. And so that's going to continue, and we're just going to add to it.
Just curious, did Shays and Brian Higgins approach you, or was it the other way around? You approached them?
Well, we had a conversation. You know, we always had in our back pocket, if we weren't able to open as we planned in Amherst in September of 25, we needed a fallback for a year in case things got delayed. And so we always had the idea of, well, we could go to Shays 710 for a year if we had to. And then Brian, we started talking about shows and about this idea, and the idea of maybe it's not a temporary, maybe it's, you know, instead of you're doing one show a year there like you have in the past, what if you started a residency? And we created this really unique agreement. It's a collaborative agreement. It's not a tenant and landlord agreement in the traditional sense, in that both of us, Shays and Musical Fair moving forward, we both share in our revenues, and we share in our expenses in various ways, so that both of us have what we call skin in the game, and we both have great, you know, motivation to make this work.
Well, you know, able to find a spot, and we look forward to the future for what you have at Shays 710 Theater downtown. Hey, Randy, thanks so much for being on with us this morning.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.